You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk about who has a girlfriend, and this is going to be surprising to some people on this show.
Yeah, I've actually debated on whether I should talk about this for about a week or so, but
because you're a happily married man, you shouldn't be.
Oh man, this is just an awkward situation for me.
I can't believe you're doing this.
But I decided to talk about it because I'm sure a lot of people might be going through the same situation. It's young love, young dewy love. Mm. I'm talking about 4-year-old love. Not in Jared Subway type way, but little Reed.
Oh!
Little Reed, my 4-year-old.
Jeremy.
Well, I had to put that disclaimer in there. Little Reed, my 4-year-old, apparently has a girlfriend.
How's it feel, Dom?
A girlfriend. Oh. And I didn't know this was going on, but I went and picked him up about a week ago, and the teacher pulled me aside because I saw Reed out on the playground with a little girl. I'll just call her Ashley, little girl. And they were holding hands and running around, and you could tell there's something special there.
Really?
He's already holding hands.
A little spark.
Maybe they're just friends.
A little something there. And the teacher's like, oh, yeah, that's little Ashley. And they are quite smitten with each other. And they hold hands and they hug. And they refer to each other as my boyfriend and my little girlfriend.
No.
How do they know that language already?
Kids are smart now, man. You picked it up on TV or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Beverly Hills 90210 in the background.
Right. He watches Real Housewives or something.
Yeah.
But then I guess they are actually taking a one step further. They are kissing. They are kissing each other on the lips, little, you know, peck. We're not talking about full on making out, but apparently they're kissing each other.
Oh my.
I'm not really comfortable with this. It's kind of freaking me out a little bit.
Yeah, but what do you say to your 4-year-old?
I don't know. Like, I really don't know what to say to the little guy.
Do
like,
you
this
sit him
is,
down and say you shouldn't be doing that? Because then does it insert something in
right,
his brain?
Right, I've kind of had those little, like, you know, it's okay to be friends. It's okay to have a nice little friend at school. But we really shouldn't be passing germs like that, you know, with the kissing.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
you
pull the germ card. Well, the funny thing is, too, since I found this out, we've had a couple little school activities and stuff that they do. And I've actually met Ashley's parents at these activities, and they kind of brought it up to me because we were kind of watching the kids running around there at the school, and they were like, aren't they adorable? Oh, their first little crush. Aren't they just the cutest little couple?
So in other words, they're on board with all this.
And then, you know me, I like look over at them. I'm like, are you serious? This is disgusting.
No.
Like, honestly, this isn't creeping you out right now? These two little munchkins running around kissing each other?
Oh my God.
So they're totally on board. I'm not. So it's like, do I still have to have the conversation with her parents too? I'm like,
keep your tramp away from my son.
Keep your whorish daughter off my boy.
I don't know who else's hand she's holding.
Right. I don't know where she's been.
You know, it's funny. I think about you having, quote, the germ talk with your son because you're a germaphobe.
I am.
You were raised by your parents to be a germ, well, at least your mom to be a germaphobe.
Mm-hmm.
So that does get passed down from generation to generation.
Sure.
But I wonder if you have that talk with them at age 4, you know how things get imprinted on kids at an early age?
Yeah. So
right. It's like you're indoctrinating them to your way of thinking.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you have the germ talk with him, if that's that thing that just gets imprinted in his brain,
mm-hmm.
and for the rest of his life,
he never kisses a girl. Right.
He'll never kiss a girl again. He'll never do.
He's at the park on a dark night with a pretty lady in the car, and he's like, whoa.
He'll never kiss a girl
again.
Have you
had your flu shot?
Never kiss a boy again. He'll never kiss anybody.
Wait a minute.
Because he's going to be terrified based on what you tell him.
Yeah, okay,
so this
that's
is
fine.
This is
whatever.
A minefield.
He'll never get a girl pregnant then, I guess. I might be saving him years of anxiety.
And a lot of money.
But I'm sure there's a lot of parents out there in this boat that have, you know, the young kids and they're in this little boyfriend, girlfriend stage and maybe they're kissing.
And what do you tell them?
What do you say? I mean, is it appropriate to break them up or just let them have fun with their little crush?
Man, if Reed gets married before I do.
Oh, you know he will.
God.
You know, when I was 5, I had a crush on my kindergarten teacher.
Well, that would definitely be.
Oh, and kissing was okay then.
She was a good kisser.
That would call for a talk, I think.
By the police.
Hey, Leah, what do you think about a 4-year-old having a girlfriend?
Well, you know, if you're not comfortable with your kid doing that, just tell him the truth. Tell him, you know, you think he's not mature enough to to be having a relationship.
Listen, son. Listen, boy. You're not mature enough. She's only going to make you miserable.
How do you have that talk? I thought when you said tell him the truth, I thought you were going to say something like talk to him about, you know, diseases and things
right,
like that.
Right, STDs.
No glove, no love.
Yeah.
No, just say, you know, having a boyfriend or girlfriend in a relationship like this is something for older people, adults and more mature kids, once you reach a certain age and once you understand what's going on with your emotions and your body. And
some people are 45, 50 years old, and they don't even have control of their emotions or their body.
Or their body, yeah.
But whether or not he understands the explanation, you know, you be honest with him and you just tell him he's too young to do that.
Leah, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hey, she did not want to have fun with this.
No,
no,
not at all.
She was not going to have fun with this conversation.
Just sit that boy down and tell him about cooties.
Hello, Peggy.
Hi.
What do you want to add to this?
Well, I'm a preschool teacher, and we always remind our class that kisses are for your family. And you know, little girls and little boys will often say so-and-so is their best friend. So everything from best friend to girlfriend and boyfriend, it's like we remind them we're all friends at school. And usually the boyfriend-girlfriend thing runs its course and they're off to the next little
the
person.
The sandbox, yeah.
Right.
That's right. It's another, you know, then it's another little flirtation with another child. But it usually just always runs its course and we remind them that they're all friends at school and they can't be exclusive.
We're not exclusive.
Right, I'm not ready yet to settle down.
Play the field.
Right.
I got an eye on a first grader, so.
Well, you've probably, if you're a preschool teacher, you've probably seen just about everything, haven't you?
And more, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Are they getting a lot of action?
Well, you know, it's all very, very innocent. And we don't reinforce it. We don't discourage it other than to remind them that we're all
friends
at school.
We're all friends.
We don't say, you know, you can't say that's not true. You can't say boyfriend and girlfriend. We just, you know,
dumb. Sounds like your life.
Telling them
shut up, Emily.
Are you in preschool?
Sometimes. This is like the 4-year-old version of friends with benefits. To them, the benefit, right is
oh
a hug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is a hug or a kiss.
Yeah.
Oh, Peggy, thank you for being a good sport.
Oh, you're welcome.
I don't know what to call you in public.
I'm going to dinner with a friend tonight.
How do I introduce you?
Oh, shut up. Here's Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hello.
What do you want to add to this?
Well, I was telling Emily that my son, you can probably hear my son screaming her name. Her name was Autumn. He is 2, and he had his first girlfriend at school.
2.
Huh. 2.
Well, how did that manifest itself? Like, how do 2-year-olds show affection?
They had been in school since they were in the infant room together. So that being said, they were always in the same room growing up.
Yeah.
And it was funny, when they first started being able to talk, her father would carry her in right around the same time I dropped my son off. And he said, oh, your son is Gavin. My daughter says his name all the time. That's the only friend she talks about at home. He said that every doll she had at home was named Cameron. And this was when they were 1 and could start talking. And he was saying her name at home as well. So then the 2-year-old classroom happened, the potty training room. And
when he went poop, did he call it her name?
Autumn!
Autumn! Gotta take an Autumn.
It was just so funny. The teachers were like, oh, you know, they're little boyfriend girlfriends. They'll walk around holding hands.
They're destined to get married. This is going to go all the way, I have a feeling.
That's just a lifetime of stalking that's about to take place.
Can you imagine if your kid's first word was not mom or dad, but
Autumn,
their crush at school?
And then they carried it all the way through and had babies.
Sarah, thank you so much for having fun with this. I hope you have a terrific day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Good for you. And then do we have time for one more? I'll make it happen. Here's Tink. Hi, Tink.
Hi, guys.
What can you tell us about this?
So I can tell you that I think it's adorable because, honestly, you know how they say you always remember your first love?
Yeah.
Well, you always remember your kindergarten girlfriend or boyfriend. Like mine, her name was Jenny. I remember so much because her mother name is Ursula, and she scares me. When I kissed her, everything was ripped apart. But
way to go, Ursula.
Evil queen.
Scary woman. Don't ever mess with Ursula.
Noted.
Noted, yeah.
But you still remember.
But I still remember her. She was my best friend, and I wanted to do everything with her. We took you know, school, play dates, sleepovers.
Hug it out.
And one day I decided I was going to be Superman and she was going to be Lois Lane. And I guess you can see where it came from there.
Not really.
No,
but
I
listen,
don't. Not
I
at all,
thank
but...
you for calling, and I hope you have a great day.
No problem, but I say let him live it out a little bit.
Yeah, live it out. Yeah. Go party.
Tell him to be Clark Kent.
Shots for everybody.
Put a little cape on him.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.